Yes, Michael, this front's moved through, and what we're seeing again is a few favourite districts that received quite good falls over the last couple of days and last night, and those have just got enough to be an annoyance or to keep things wet to hold them up in terms of harvest operations.
So that's mainly what, in the north of the state?
Yeah, certainly, Michael, harvest is underway in the northwest. Not a lot of joy out there, but there are crops that are being harvested. At the moment, they're looking at faba beans and some early barley crops. Probably the biggest concern in the north at the moment, planting is underway for the cotton crop. And what we've seen is the Liverpool Plains and Tamworth got quite reasonable falls over the last few days. So we'd hope that this front will move through and soil temperatures will stay up so we don't see any issues with the emergence and establishment of the cotton crops.
Okay, so it's an annoyance in the north. People in the south would probably have crops that would benefit from this. Did they get much that will be of assistance?
Well, what we're seeing is, again, Parks, Forbes have been the favourite areas. They look like they've got between 20 and 30 millimetres there over the last couple of days. And then it seems to fall in the way as you go further north and further south. And there's more rain in the north. Looking over the rainfall figures, looks like most districts in that southwest and southeast got between 8 to 12 millimetres. Certainly, we would like a lot more down here. Crops are still green enough to take advantage of that and help build grain size and maintain grain yield.
So in the Riverino, they would have liked a bit more around Lockhart, a bit more that sort of, you know, so and out to Hay, and it looks like they've sort of missed out.
Yeah, the Liliquin got a little bit, you know, 7 or 8 mils, but certainly once you move Hay, they had a fairly traumatic day there on Sunday, Monday, and again, some strong winds and some bad weather really would have affected crops. So unless they got big rain, it's not going to be much help to them.
So overall, does it change the picture, I guess, for the big crops in the central west, it may really assist people there.
Oh, certainly, Michael. Touring the district in the last few weeks, doing field days with growers, and seeing a lot of crops. That central division really had good yield potential, and they were just really starting to hit the wall and running out of moisture. The fall we got about a week ago certainly helped things along. This one again will give them a bit of breathing space, maintain yield. But again, we're still looking for that 20 to 25 millimetres widespread, just not centred around Parks.
So that's still what we need, 25 mils widespread right throughout from, well, not in the north of the state to affect harvest or the cotton crop, but sort of down central west and down into the Riverina.
Yeah, look, certainly. And if we can get it in the big falls in the southeast, those crops had still got good yield potential. And they'll certainly be on average to above average yields if we can get more rain.
What about the forecast? What are they looking like today? I would imagine you've had a look to see.
Yeah, look, there's a chance of more rain, and it looks like it's just storm fronts. It doesn't look like we're going to get that general front to come through. But as I said, it really depends where you're standing.
And the wind situation that could cause or has caused some damage?
Oh, look, what we saw before this front was that wind front that moved through, and that caused a lot of issue with the heat and the wind, and that really put crops under stress. So that's why we need a decent rainfall now to offset those few days of hot, windy weather.